Climate Activists Ask Francis for Papal Backing Against African Pipeline. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 25, 2022. Rome, a group of climate activists met briefly with Pope Francis in the Vatican Wednesday to request his backing in their crusade to halt the construction of the East African Crude Oil Pipeline, ECOP. This meeting with Pope Francis is vital because activists, environmental defenders and scientists have been reaching out to world leaders about the dangers the people and the planet are facing. For years now, said Vanessa Nocket, a Ugandan disciple of Greta Thunberg and the founder of the Rise Up Green movement. We've demanded that they take action, but instead we continue to see continued investment in fossil fuels. It is time to escalate our efforts to end the age of fossil fuels, and having the Pope acknowledge our campaign to stop ECOP lends even more moral authority to our demands, she said. Today, I was honored to meet Pope Francis. I told him that French oil giant at Total Energy's hashtag ECOP project will destroy nature and harm people in Uganda and far beyond. As a pontifex says, we must care for our common home. We cannot drink oil. Hashtag Laudato Si, hashtag prove us wrong, pic.twitter.com/d64z8gv6. Vanessa Nugget, at Vanessa_Vash, March 23, 2022. The ECOP, also called the Uganda-Tanzania Crude Oil Pipeline, is intended to transport crude oil from Uganda's oil fields to the port of Tanga, Tanzania on the Indian Ocean for export. The 1,443-kilometer, 897-mile, pipeline, which began construction in 2016, would be the longest heated crude oil pipeline in the world. As of 2021, French oil giant Total Energies is the predominant owner of the pipeline, 62%, followed by the Uganda National Pipeline Company, 15%, the Tanzania Petroleum Development Corporation, 15%, and the China National Offshore Oil Corporation, 8%. The Stop ECOP group cited by Vanessa Nocket is allied to numerous other anti-climate change groups such as Extinction Rebellion, Fridays for Future, Both Ends, Fund Our Future, and Inclusive Development International. Along with its meeting with Pope Francis at the end of his weekly general audience Wednesday, the delegation's tour across Europe has included an intervention at the UN in Geneva, a meeting with French government officials, climate rallies in Paris, and a meeting with representatives at BNP Paribas to demand an end to the bank's financing of fossil fuels. In her tweet following the meeting, Ms. Nocket rightly noted that we cannot drink oil. What she failed to mention is that we cannot eat school books either, yet the road to economic development is paved with cheap, available energy just as it is with education. Follow @WilliamsRome.